University Broadcast Studio. It's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, all you savages out there. You animals, you. I hope you're doing well. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Great to have you with us on Tax Day. And I got to tell you something here, folks. I'm a procrastinator, and my poor accountant is going bonkers. You know, I tried to hire call screener Avery. I was going to slip him a few dollars to do my taxes, but he wouldn't do it.
You don't want me doing your taxes. You will go broke if I do your taxes.
So I had to go out there, Avery, and my poor accountant is just pulling his hair out. He's what is the problem here, Starnes? You got to send your stuff in. The government's going to want their money. So in between commercial breaks, I'm going to be slightly preoccupied because I've got to wrap up my taxes before the end of the radio program. It's going to be one of those days. But we've got a lot of, look, I know a lot of you folks are kind of in a bad mood today because you're having to write a check to Uncle Sam. I get that. But honestly, we've got a pretty fun show lined up for you. Big news last night in Alabama and Texas, where the president's guys, the two Republicans endorsed by the president, were victorious. And, of course, Jeff Sessions going down in flames in Alabama. I mean, that was a blowout race there. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later on this hour. Also, a brand new poll is suggesting that all of you secret Trump voters, the silent majority, you folks are apparently getting riled up in one of these secret polls. And Fox News has a story up. We're going to get to that a little bit later as well. And Nick Cannon, talking about all you white people out there, says you white folks are a bunch of savages. And we have some audio we're going to play a little bit later on as well. You know, I tell you, Nick Cannon, I appreciate the fact that the guy was honest and open and shared his feelings. It's very unfortunate, though, that he feels like all of you Caucasian folks, all of you crackers, you honkies, if you will, using the verbiage of Fred Sanford of Sanford and Son, he thinks so little of you, and by you I mean us, because I am a pale face too. I am a Caucasian man, and I don't shy away from that fact. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty fly for a white guy, if I do say so myself. But Nick Cannon doesn't seem to think so. He also has a problem with Jews, and we're going to get to that in just a minute too. A lot going on today. But I want to start with our good friends, the McCloskeys. We've been following their story, and I think it's safe to say we have been leading the national coverage here. Mark McCloskey has generously given of his time to come on this radio program, and we have a very important update to share with you. And we have the story up at toddstarnes.com. Yesterday, we called out the Missouri governor, and I was a little hard on the governor of Missouri, who happens to be a Republican. And one of the things that troubled me is that we have not seen Republicans, by and large, in the state of Missouri come out in full defense of the McCloskey family. But that has now changed after our radio program yesterday. We called out Governor Mike Parsons. And Governor Parsons, late yesterday evening, addressed reporters about what's going on here with the McCloskeys. If you are new to the show, the McCloskeys, the homeowners who stood on the front lawn of their home inside a private gated community, and they stood toe-to-toe with a mob of 500 people with an AR-15 and a pistol. And now the prosecutor there in St. Louis is considering filing charges against the McCloskeys. The police were dispatched to pick up the firearms. They executed a search warrant. This mob threatened to burn down their home. They threatened to kill the McCloskeys, and they threatened to kill the family dog. The dog, by the way, was sent off to live in a kennel for safekeeping. So the governor comes out yesterday, and we now can tell you that President Trump and the Justice Department are involved in this story now, and they are going to intervene. Let's play cut number one, please.
I want to address the McCloskey situation in St. Louis. First of all, as governor of this state, I have always, always and never wavered on the Second Amendment. I have a lengthy history of that, where I've never wavered from the Second Amendment. When the Castle Doctrine was introduced in the state of Missouri, myself and Representative Jones, Kenny Jones, two former sheriffs, were the ones that developed the Castle Doctrine here in Missouri that actually went to be the national model, which is the exact one the McCloskeys were defending their property with in St. Louis, which they had every right to do under the Castle Doctrine. Law enforcement on that night was available. We weren't notified through the governor's office, through the highway patrol was not notified of that situation. However, that being said, that couple had every right to protect their property. They have the ability to do that as private citizens like everyone else. But what they should not go through is a prosecutor attempting to take their constitutional rights away by filing charges against them for protecting their property. In Missouri, it is very difficult to do anything to someone that is elected official on removing them from office. It's very difficult. One of the things that we need to address in future sessions. I just got off the phone with the President of the United States before I walked out here today.
All right, now.
He understands the situation in Missouri. He understands the situation in St. Louis and how out of control it is for a prosecutor to let violent criminals off and not do their job and try to attack law-abiding citizens. The conversation I had with the President said that he would do everything he could within his powers to help with this situation and that he would be taking action to do that. I'm thankful that he's getting involved in this situation. I'm thankful that he's going to stand up for people on their legal rights, and we're going to move forward in this state.
Well, good for you, Governor. And I think that shocked a lot of the reporters that were gathered there. But I'm glad to hear that the President of the United States is getting involved in this situation because the Second Amendment is under attack in the state of Missouri. But I'm not quite sure why the President needs to get involved. I don't understand why the Governor can't get involved and get down there and put a stop to this nonsense. But again, I want to say thank you to Governor Parson for doing the right thing, for bringing this to the attention of President Trump. And we should commend the Governor for doing that. But at the same time, this idea that the police were notified, okay, where were the police? Because in those videos, there were no police. We know for a fact the McCloskeys called for help. They called 911. Nobody came. And what are you supposed to do when nobody shows up? You call 911. You do what you're supposed to do as a law-abiding American citizen, and they don't show up. You've got the rampaging mob on the front lawn. Now, I want to play another piece of audio here, and this is completely has been completely not covered by the mainstream media. There was a reporter in the crowd. And you can just tell that this is a Don Lemon wannabe just by the nature of the question. But this gives us some great insight into not only the mainstream media, but also the mindset of millennials. Cut number two, please.
So one of the ways you can commit unlawful use of a weapon in Missouri is to exhibit in the presence of one or more persons any weapon readily capable of lethal use in an angry or threatening manner. How does that not apply to the McCloskeys?
Because it's under the Castle Doctrine. It's on their property. They have every right to protect their property.
Okay, so do you have any proof that they were on their property? Because I don't.
What?
I don't. I mean, I'm not the prosecutor in this case. I'm not the lawyers in this case.
I don't.
All I know is what I've heard on that. I think it's why it's concerning when it's quite evident. I mean, from what I've seen, they're standing on their property. I don't think there's any question about that when you're standing on your front porch. So I don't know where all this other crimes. Again, I don't know all the details of it. I know this, that the prosecutor up there went after them, what I believe, for doing their legal rights of the Castle Doctrine.
Why are you so sure?
So I think the President and the Attorney General of the United States are going to take a look at it.
Well, why are you so
like
sure
them.
If you don't know all the details?
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the state of American journalism right there. Well, how do you know? How do you know it was their home? Maybe it was the protesters' home. Maybe the protesters were just trying to get their reparations, Governor. You know, this is why, and Mike, I don't want to pile onto the governor here, but what kind of a response was that, Governor? At that point, you just should have interjected yourself into the conversation, Governor. What kind of a moron question is that, you idiot? And should have given him the heave-ho. I mean, we've got to start. Republicans need to develop a backbone here. And Republicans need to do what Donald John Trump has been doing for the past 3 years, which is waging war with the mainstream media. You know, they've been fighting us. The media has been fighting us for decades. And Republicans, by and large, have just sat back and they've done nothing. Absolutely nothing. Well, we're just trying to get along. We just want to get along with our friends across the aisle. We want to compromise whatever way possible. We know that the conservatives put us up here because we promised to do all of the things on this list here. But we really, in our heart of hearts, in the reality of living in Washington, D.C., well, we have to go to cocktail parties with these people. We have to eat at the fancy steakhouses, the Ruth's Chris and the Mortons with these people. And so we have to get along. And if that means that, well, we have to compromise our promises to the American people, well, that's just the price we have to pay to get along and to share an appletini with Nancy Pelosi during happy hour. And, of course, with Nancy Pelosi, happy hour is every hour. I mean, this is the Republican Party, and that's why we sent Donald John Trump up to Washington, D.C., not to drain the swamp, not just to go to war with the mainstream media, but to show the Republicans how to fight, to show them how to have a backbone and stand up and give it as good as, or if not better, as they're getting it. That's what this is really all about. So look, we got to take a break here. We're going to take your calls on this. I want to ask you a question. Are you feeling bullish about 2020? Are you feeling good about the 2020 presidential election? Look, the president, the White House, they've got to stay focused. And I think they can do this, folks. I really do. We're going to have to demand that there be presidential debates. The American people need to see for themselves that Joe Biden doesn't even have a clue that he's running for the White House. They've got to be able to see that in real time on national television. So how do you feel about the 2020 presidential election? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. Our website is toddstearns.com, the live show blog, up and running, all sorts of great stuff for you to check out there. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
The Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us today. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. Oh, have you heard about Walmart? This news coming down just a few moments ago. Walmart has announced that you will be required to wear a face mask if you go inside a Walmart, any Walmart in the United States of America. This is the new normal, as they say. And I'm telling you, folks, when you hear the words new normal, you better wake up, because that means your freedoms, your liberties are being taken away from you. So Walmart not giving much of an explanation other than everybody else is doing it. And I was over at one of the, oh, it was a Best Buy. And they have a massive poster on the wall that says, if you don't wear the mask, you don't get to come inside. That's the rule. That is the rule. It doesn't matter if you can't understand a word that the sales associates are saying. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, 100 degrees outside and there's 100% humidity. You've got to wear that mask. By the way, You got to hear this. This is amazing. There's a lot of mask shaming going on. So if you are one of those Americans who just don't believe that the mask does any good, and you're going into a restaurant or some other place, they will attack you. People will turn on their video cameras on their phones, and they will rush up to you, and they will confront you, and they're going to try to get you riled up so they can post all your stuff on the intranets. And I want you to hear what happened when one of these goons attacked a woman who was not wearing a mask in a restaurant. Cut number four, please.
So why don't you have a mask on?
I'm not a slave like you.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So Washington state law says you have to have a mask on.
It's not the law.
Yes, it is.
No, it is.
It was written by Jerry. It's white. Look, is that right?
It's against the Constitution.
No,
it's not constitutional.
AD, no.
No.
You should probably leave.
I'm leaving just in my own time, thank you. I have one more thing to get.
Why are you doing that?
Because are you some kind of a spy?
No.
What
because
is your problem?
Because they asked you to put on a mask and
what
you told
business
them no.
is this of yours?
Mine. Public safety.
Public safety. Do you see bodies stacked up like cordwood?
No,
do
because that takes 14 days. Wearing? It takes 14 days
for
the virus.
This has been going on for months.
No, it's all right. You're going to love
right.
this.
You're a slave. You're a brainwashed victim.
Brainwashed victim.
That's right.
Brainwashed victim for wearing a mask that everybody around the world wants.
Not everybody wants it, dude.
Only you.
Only me.
Yep.
Yeah.
There you go. I don't know who that lady is, but God bless her. That's all I can say. God bless you, man. Because she went toe-to-toe with this guy. She's minding her own business. And I've seen this happen. You know, people haven't come up to me, but you can see them glaring at you, and this woman minding her own business in this restaurant, and some little pajama boy snowflake, and you can just hear it in his voice. Why aren't you wearing a mask? Everybody in the whole wide world wants to wear a mask, and you're not wearing a mask. I'm going to tattle on you. I'm going to publish all of your information. Does that sound like a man to you? And what kind of a man does, you know, there is a certain kind of man in America, and they love to go after the women, and they bully and badger women. They won't do this to another man, but they will go after the women, and it's guys just like this. Can you play the first part of that again, Caleb?
So why don't you have
cut number four?
I'm not a slave like you.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So Washington state law says you have to have a mask.
It's not the law.
Yes, it is.
No, it is.
It was written by Jerry.
So
it's white. Look.
So why aren't you wearing a mask?
No,
it's not constitutional.
Can I just say something? Okay, we've got enough of that. Enough of that. Stop, stop, stop. So here's my, you know what? This woman, and I'm glad it did not come to some sort of a violent confrontation. But I guarantee you, this lady could have popped him in the nose. If he tried to attack her, he would have been out like a light. But on this issue of masks, there's an interesting story out of Fox 13 in Memphis. And medical experts are now saying that wearing a mask in the summertime is dangerous. No, I'm not making this up. We're going to get into this a little bit later on. But again, the medical experts, according to Fox 13 in Memphis, now say wearing a mask in the summertime is dangerous. 844-747-8868, our number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
Shakes their head when they hear him rambling in the Rose Garden like this?
No, Anderson, we are down to Kool-Aid drinkers and next of kin here at the Trump White House. There are no more adults who will level with the president and tell him he can't deliver a rally-like rant in the Rose Garden as he did earlier this evening.
Wow. Well, there you go. CNN, the most profane name in news, little Jimmy Acosta, going after the president for what I thought was a terrific press conference in the Rose Garden yesterday. And if for no other reason, this president is getting his message out and he's not taking it from this White House press corps. And I say, good for you, Mr. President. The American people need to understand. They need to hear what the mainstream media refuses to talk about and what the mainstream media refuses to cover. And I think people need to understand what is at stake in November when we go to the ballot box. I want to go to the Liberty University newsmaker line, a great American, a good friend of this program. He is the deputy assistant to the president, senior advisor to the chief of staff, our good friend Mark Meadows, Ben Williamson. Ben, good to have you on the show.
Todd, it's great to be with you, my friend. Thanks for the time.
Ben.
I appreciate it. Todd, you there?
Ben, before we jump into this, got to ask you, can you hear us, Ben?
I can hear you now.
All right. Well, Ben, before we jump into all of this, I want to ask, what's it like walking into the White House every day for work? That's got to be an incredible experience.
It is really something, Todd. It hits you every day. You walk in the history here and really the weight of responsibility, of service that you have. And it's a tremendous opportunity. And even better, working for a president that really knows the reason that we're here, and that's ultimately to serve the forgotten men and women of America and put America first. We always say to each other here in the comm shop, it's never a bad day when you're at 1600. So no matter what's going on around us, it's always a blessing to be here.
Well, you've got that right, and you guys are just doing a terrific job, and I think the president has assembled a really terrific team here. Ben, let's talk about the big story from last night, a story the mainstream media doesn't want to talk about. Two candidates running for office who had the backing of this president, and they did not just win, but they won big yesterday. The president's got to be feeling good about that.
Well, he's feeling great, Todd. You're absolutely right. And I think what it goes to show more than anything is that no matter what you see on cable news or perhaps in print news, voters still trust this president. They see him as someone fighting for them. And when he throws his name behind a candidate, that means something. And when you see results like you saw last night, where, like you said, candidates that he's endorsed don't just win, but they win big, that's important. And while the media may not cover it, it goes to show that the Trump doctrine is alive and well. And voters trust him. They know he's fighting for him. And we're going to continue to keep doing that.
Absolutely. And on the newsmaker line, folks, our good friend Ben Williamson, deputy assistant to the president. He is the senior advisor to the chief of staff, Mark Meadows. And we have a bit of a delay, folks, so just bear with us. It's all working out here. Ben, I've noticed that the media has been trying to switch the narrative, and now they're trying to blame the president for the massive loss of jobs as a result of the Democrats shutting down their states, shutting down their cities. And in fact, the president's policies, as you point out, are resulting in a great American comeback.
They are, Todd. You're right. And we come into work frequently knowing that if there's something that the media can find to blame this president for, it doesn't matter what it is, how far outside of his control it is, they're going to blame him for it. And that's just par for the course for the kind of coverage that we get here. It's unfortunate, but it's reality. But you're right. More importantly, we're getting results from the policies this president is pushing. He fought for the Paycheck Protection Program, which has served more than 50 million jobs across the country in important states, job-creating states like Texas, almost 3 million jobs, or over 4 million jobs, 3 million jobs in Florida affected. About 84% of those are small businesses. And we're not done. I think Secretary Mnuchin mentioned the other day in a press conference that our mindset is that until every single American who lost their job due to COVID is back to work, our job isn't finished. And that's the mentality that we have here. That's this president's mentality. He's determined, he's engaged, and we're going to do everything we can to get people back to work, whether the mainstream media is blaming us or not. The important thing we're going to be doing is getting people back to work and creating the kind of economy that the president did the first 3 years he was in office before this pandemic out of our control hit the country.
And again, it is so vitally important, and that's one of the reasons why talk radio is around, because we have to do the job the mainstream media will not do and remind people about the economic successes of this White House. Ben, what advice do you give to what does the White House say to those small business owners who are struggling? We have heard from many people who have had to shut down their businesses because, again, they just can't make it because of these blue state governors, blue city mayors who are out there, you know, locking down their cities again.
Tom, I think I would say two things to them. The first thing would be, number one, thank you for fighting. So many of them have fought and stayed in the fight and stayed engaged to keep their workers employed. Many of them have made so many sacrifices through no fault of their own to try and slow the spread of the pandemic while our hospitals prepare. And that's a testament to really the greatness of the country that we live in, is that so many Americans and business owners are willing to do that, to stand up and fight. The second thing, and perhaps more importantly, that I would say is that we have not forgotten them here up at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. This president has not forgotten them. He speaks of small business owners around the country every single day, and we're going to be there for them. We're ready to stand up for them, ready to deliver. We're going to be engaged, hopefully, with the Senate on more relief, hopefully, for small businesses to make sure that they can stay afloat and stay in the fight. And this president is going to be fully prepared to act aggressively to help them in any way we can, to remove barriers for them to reopen, to cut taxes, to put more money back in their pockets, to make it easier to hire workers. It is very much on the mind of President Trump. They can know that they're not forgotten up here at the White House.
You know, two more items, Ben, and again, we just so appreciate your time hanging out with us today. Yesterday, Missouri's governor came out, gave a press conference, said he was on the phone with the president, and the president has promised to step in to the situation involving these two homeowners who were defending their home lawfully against this rampaging mob. Again, I think this goes back to a theme in this White House where this president is standing up for you know, average American citizens. He's standing up for the Constitution. And when he sees a travesty or an injustice like this, the president steps in and takes action.
Todd, he does. And frankly, I'm reminded of so many times on the campaign trail in 2015 and 2016 where the president spoke about the importance of law and order when we were experiencing some of the similar troubles that we've seen in the media over the last month or two during protests and partially enhanced by the coronavirus pandemic. The president promised he would address it, and boy, has he kept his promise. He has stepped in the fray. He's worked with the Attorney General Barr, to make sure we have resources ready and available to support states that need assistance. The president knows the importance of law and order, the importance of empowering our law enforcement to do their job and protect Americans. If a government doesn't protect its people, it's really not a government at all. And so that's what the president knows. That's what he's committed to doing. And like you said, Missouri is just the latest example of that. We're going to be ready to step in when local states and governments need it to protect families across the country.
All right. Well, Ben, we're going to have to leave it there. And again, it's great having you on the show. We'd love to get you back sometime. And please tell the former congressman we said, hello. We're big fans of Mark Meadows.
Todd, my friend, he sends you his best, too. Thank you for the time, and we'll catch up soon.
All right. Ben Williamson, folks, deputy assistant to the president, right there, goes to work at the White House every single day. Great American patriot there and doing good work. By the way, went to Kroger last night. I was trying to do my part. You know, they're coming after the leftist mobs going after Goya, which is the largest Hispanic-owned company in the country, and went over to the Kroger and went to the bean section and said I couldn't find any Goya beans. So finally I walked over and asked one of the Kroger people. I said, hey, I'm looking for the Goya beans. And they were like, oh, yeah, that's over on the Mexican food aisle. So I'm like, well, where is that at? That is aisle four. So I go over to aisle four. And guys, it looked like the toilet paper aisle in the early days of the China virus. There were no beans to be had.
Not a single one.
Not a single bean. So I took a picture of it. I put it on the Instagram, Todd Stearns FNC. And I'm like, where are the Goya beans? But apparently people here in the Mid-South, we do our show from our flagship station, KWAM in Memphis, Tennessee. People here in this part of the country doing their part to help out Goya and to send a message to these leftist goons that want to shut down the company. So I say, good for you. All right, we got to take a break here. And I'm curious, have you gone out there? Have you bought the Goya beans? And if you have bought the Goya, what are you going to do with the Goya beans? I was, honestly, Caleb and Avery, I didn't know what I was supposed to do with those beans. I was just going to buy them and put them in the pantry.
Oh, you put them in a burrito.
Yeah. It's always a good option.
Well, we could do that, too. But
Taco salad?
I would need a good recipe.
Yeah.
So, all right, got to take a break. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
You're with Todd Stearns.
Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Great to have you with us today. By the way, have you guys heard about Burger King? I meant to play this this audio yesterday. Burger King has apparently declared war on beef, which is, it seems to me that would be a difficult thing for them to do, considering they're in the beef business, allegedly. So anyway, the Burger King restaurant, the fast food restaurant, they're wanting to fight methane, and so they're going green, and they have come up with a song, a methane song, and they have you guys heard this song, Caleb? It's pretty bad.
Yeah, I got a little teaser of it. They brought back the Yodeling Kid, which when I first saw that, I was like, oh, where is this going?
Yeah,
and boy, did it go.
So Burger King wants America to know that they are very serious about the ozone. They're concerned that that a cow passing gas might somehow blow a hole in the ozone. And they put out a message on social media saying that cow farts and burps are no laughing matter. I'm sorry.
I mean, they
are. It's not a laughing matter. Let's play this song.
Fart and burp and splatter. Well, it ain't no laughing matter. They're releasing methane every time they do. And that methane from the rear goes up to the atmosphere and pollutes our planet, warming me and you. Yes, that methane that the past is a greenhouse gas. That'll trap the sunseed and change our climate too. Gee, is it hot in here or is it just me? So to change our emissions, Burger King went on a mission testing diets that would help reduce their farts.
That's a start.
And now there's a little question that it's helping cows' digestion, adding lemongrass so they can play their part.
Cow ain't farting. Must be me.
Reducing methane.
Oh Lord, I hope there's not a second verse.
It's free and open source. So join in. Reducing methane. Got the cow here singing for a better world.
Huh. Well, there you have it. That's Burger King's new commercial. You know, they're saying that's a country song. I would argue with that. That's more like country western.
They did have a steel guitar, which you don't hear often these days.
Yeah.
it was hard to understand the children as they were singing. They really should have worked on their diction.
See, I was telling Caleb while we were listening to it, I think we just found Greta Thunberg's soulmate.
Wow. Wow. Well, that could be a match made in, you know, the
Burger King
the greenhouse.
Heaven.
Yeah, Burger King heaven. So what Burger King says, they're going to start feeding the cows lemongrass. And I guess that's apparently going to cut back on the bloviating gassy cows. Is that right? How that works?
Yeah, he said by a third.
I don't know.
He's read on it more than I have, which is I've read on it zero. So
I mean, if they do want to decrease greenhouse gas emissions, I mean, like, I'm not a climate change advocate. I know that there's a lot of issues with climate change. But, I mean, if that's something that you want to say that your company is proud of, I mean, like, honestly, this is the last thing we need to hear from a company right about now. I mean, we don't care about the cows right now. I know it's no laughing matter, whatever they were saying in the song. I probably wasn't paying attention to the song as much as I should have. But, like, come on, man. The country doesn't need this right now. We don't need Burger King telling us, oh, we're cutting down on CO2 emissions. Okay, thanks, Burger King.
You see, this is why I like Zaxby's.
Yes.
You know, it's a fine chicken joint. They you know what their job is? Their job isn't to lecture us. It's not to shove a political agenda down our throats. It's to shove good chicken tenders down our
some
throats.
Food. It's to fry that chicken as crispy as humanly possible and make that delicious Zaxby sauce.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is a delicious sauce. I want to read the lyrics to you. When cows fart and burp and splatter, well, it ain't no matter.
Did they have to use splatter?
They did have to use better than explosive. When cows fart and burp and splatter, well, it ain't no laughing matter. They're releasing methane every time they do. And that methane from their rear goes up to the atmosphere and pollutes our planet, warming me and you. I'll give them credit for the rhymes. I mean, it's not like Jesse Jackson quality.
No.
But, you know, it is what it is.
I mean, like,
you know who I miss, fellas? I miss the Where's the Beef ladies over at Wendy's. Now that's a good fast food TV commercial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's classic.
Or before they went woke, the Chick-fil-A cows. Those were some good cows. That's all I'm gonna say. Hey, look, we've got Peggy on the line from Arkansas. We're gonna touch base with her after the news break. She has a great idea about Goya. Just don't feed those beans to the cows, sweet Lord Almighty. All right, got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free number. ToddStarnes.com. You can watch the Burger King video. We'll be right back.